Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back here at 8 o'clock on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan. Look, if you can't go to the game on Friday, if you're not going to a house, there is a place you can go to enjoy that game.
You can go... anywhere you want to go, but you got to go to Johnny's. You went there on Sunday, right? Did you register at Johnny's through December 15th at any Johnny's Tavern where you can scan the QR code to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and a grand prize of a hosted watch party with a $300 bar tab for you and your friends. Each location is going to have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun and Yingling, you must be 21 to enter.
I know you don't bet as much as Mac and I do because you're more intelligent than we are, but I can give you a 3-leg parlay this weekend that I think you could take to the house.
All right.
It may not be a huge money win parlay, but I think it would be plus money.
Okay.
It's 3 legs.
All right.
Hear me out. I think you should take a, because you can do this on like your best bet on our Instagram page that Kramer helps out with on the Fan 96.5.
Sure.
3-leg parlay. Mahomes passing touchdown.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
Chiefs money line.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's why. Lynn Dawson has 237 career passing touchdowns for the Chiefs. That is numero uno.
Mm-hmm. So does Mahomes, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're tied.
Okay.
Cool.
So are you following?
Yep.
Tony Gonzalez has 76 touchdowns received
Wait
for the Chiefs.
Wait a second here.
Okay. Travis Kelce has?
76.
Okay.
Trombones.
So this tweet comes from Lonel Marty on Twitter. And he says, Lynn Dawson, 237. Patrick Mahomes, 237. Tony Gonzalez, 76. Travis Kelce, 76. Finishing the tweet out with, witnessing a Mahomes to Kelce touchdown at home against the Raiders to become the number one in both all-time Chiefs categories is chef's kiss, Chiefs kingdom.
Yeah, and it would be fitting to be against the Raiders too, right? Like, that's cool, man, because Len hated the Raiders more than any other team out there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he, you know, got destroyed by the Oakland Raiders year after year after year. Fights broke out. Like, that's back when the rivalry was real, right? Like, when the Raiders were good, the Chiefs were good, they legitimately hated each
Hitting
other.
Darts on the sideline.
Yeah, right? like that was back in the glory days of, you know, this Chiefs-Raiders rivalry. And Tony Gonzalez played in that that era too, with Marty and Vermeil and Carl, and how much they hated, you know, the whatever Raiders they were at the time. And now here we sit with the Chiefs kind of needing to blow out their Jets a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, just destroy an opponent to make everybody feel good, if you will. And what better team to have than a team that doesn't know who its starting quarterback is going to be on Friday, got turned down by Daniel Jones, is sitting at 2-8 and is one of the three worst teams in the NFL. And if the draft were held today, I think they would be picking third overall. What better team to break all those records against than the Las Vegas Raiders and get a big time win on Friday? I really like that three-leg parlay. I think that's a legit one. And is it plus money? I don't know. You have to look at that.
I feel
right?
like I saw Mac on his phone, like he was doing the plugging in of the legs.
Well, you can't put in alt passing touchdowns, so just Chiefs and Travis is plus already. So if you did over 1.5 passing touchdowns from Mahomes, that would make it even more. Right now, just with that, though, it's plus 137. You add the touchdown over 1.5, you're at plus 196.
Okay, plus money. It's good. Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. That feels like a withdrawal to me over the weekend, right? And then it feels like a withdrawal. It feels like, oh, my God, what happened? And it's Carolina 2.0 or something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're just taking the Chiefs on the money line, Travis Kelce with an anytime touchdown and Mahomes with one or more touchdowns, I guess you could say a passing touchdown in that game, I think that's a pretty safe bet. I think that feels really good.
Yeah, I mean, so there's something to think about if you're trying to win some money on your Chiefs. Devin McCourtney was on the Chiefs Getting It Right. This is what he had to say.
Before the game, I felt like this was a week where they would fix some things and come out and kind of just steamroll against the Panthers. And good teams sometimes use games like that to get them going, and it just didn't happen. But this team, to me, even when you look at statistics, they define all odds. So as much as we want to say, hey, they look vulnerable, this isn't the style of play, it's right around Thanksgiving, they need to be playing better, none of that matters with this team. And it doesn't guarantee that they're going to go win a third Super Bowl, but I think they're still the most dangerous team, because I think there's a fear that comes into play when you play against Mahomes and Andy Reid, that you know you have to go beat them. You have to go take it from them in the playoffs. They're not going to beat themselves. And I think teams fear that a little bit. So until someone knocks them out, we got to continue to believe in the Chiefs and what they're able to do.
That's Devin McCourtney.
Devin McCourtney, way to come around, buddy.
Yeah.
Way to come around. That didn't take long. It took only 13 weeks.
I mean, it's interesting, 12. Though, in today's show, we're 2 hours and 5 minutes into this show today, right? We've heard from Devin McCourtney. We've heard from Jason Kelce. Mm-hmm. We've heard from Kurt Warner. And we've heard from Pat McAfee.
That's
all
right.
Four of those guys played the game. And all four of those guys sound like I do right now, where it's like, well, they won the game. That's all you have to do. Don't worry about anything else. We've got this on lockdown. It seems like the guys that played the game that are in the media now are like saddling up to defend the Chiefs' honor, where in the past it was all about, well, they're winning, but they're not winning by enough, or they're not dominating this opponent, or not dominating that appointment. Now, as we get later into the season, you're starting to realize how much harder it is to win games in the NFL, keep your team focused at this time of the year, and go out and continue to get W's. And it's good to hear from like four guys already that played at a high level. I think McCourty's got a ring, Kelce's got a ring, Warner's got a ring. I don't think McAfee has a ring because he played with the Colts for his entire career, but been around a lot of successful teams. And Peyton Manning. Was he on that 06 team? He may have been.
I don't think so.
I think we'd know about it. I think he'd rock
that
ring.
You think he'd wear that thing?
Yeah, exactly. More often than not.
But I don't want to mistake and misspeak here. If he did win a ring, great. So you got three or four guys that have won Super Bowl championships in this century out here talking about, like, you don't need to be overly concerned that the Chiefs aren't blowing everybody out, because they do what it takes to win. And that's why these close games resonate for me so much more than a blowout, because in a blowout, yeah, you won the game, you don't have to worry about it, right? Your laissez-faire type of attitude. When you get in these close games, you got to figure out how to win. You got to think. You got to use your mind. You got to come up with things. You got to come up with plays. You got to make the right call. You got to make the right play. And they're doing all of that in these tight games, in these close situations. They're showing you they know how to win. And that's why, as I look at it, the only concern I have is, where's Chris Jones been for the last 7 weeks? Other than that, they'll figure this thing out.
Regarding that tweet that we just said, Patrick Mahomes, 276 touchdowns. Next one will pass Lynn Dawson. Travis Kelce, 76 touchdowns. Yep. Next one will pass Tony Gonzalez. Respect the text time, fellas.
Okay.
If the first touchdown pass of the day was Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce and they both set the Chiefs record, who gets the ball?
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Respect the
text.
Very
good text.
Well done, 913. Take the day off. Take the holiday off.
Take the holiday. You're done for the week. Let's go around the room. Let's discuss it. Who do you think should get it?
I think Mahomes gets it. And here's why. I think it means more to pass Lynn Dawson than it does to pass Tony Gonzalez because of the importance of the quarterback position. And I don't know if they've had the conversation, but I think Travis Kelce, as mature as he has gotten throughout his career, is like, Pat, this one's for you. I could also see this going another way where it's like the two guys at the table that are brothers and the meal is over and they're fighting over the check. No, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it.
Yeah.
But the other respect the text is the first touchdown Patrick Mahomes throws will go to blank receiver, and the second one he throws to will be Travis Kelce. Problem solved.
Yeah, because you can see them scripting that to try to do something like that, so they each get, you know, the football. But God, the more I think about it,
somebody says cut it in half.
That's what I was going to say. No, 100% what I was going to say. You really can see these guys cutting that ball in half. They'll have like a hacksaw on the sideline.
Do you go long way? Do you go hamburger or hot dog style?
You would hold the ball like you're ready to kick it, you know, on the tee, you know, and you slice it down the middle.
The seam, the middle. Okay. Yeah. I would have done the other way. Okay.
No, then it falls apart. You down the seam in the middle, it stays intact. You do it the other way, the oblong way, like if you set it down for an onside kick, you, like the turkey on Christmas Vacation, right? That's how it works. Yeah, you slice it down the seam and you keep it intact. See, that's what I think they're going to do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't be surprised if somebody does have a hacksaw on the sideline and they do it right there for show purposes.
I'd love it.
Right? Where they do that. But
just
who,
like Carson Steele's alligator bite it in half.
Could do that too. Destroy that football. Yeah. But I think Travis Kelce probably, I don't want to say deserves it more, but I think it's harder for them to score touchdowns, them
sure
meaning
is.
The wide receivers, tight ends, running backs,
no question,
than it is for a quarterback to throw one. So that's why I would lean a little bit towards Kelce. And he's older. Travis is getting towards the end.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is in the middle and has an opportunity to set even more records. So we talk. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Mahomes will break more records. The record that Travis is breaking to me is more impressive. Both of them are extremely impressive. Mm-hmm. But Tony Gonzalez is maybe the best tight end of all time. I would consider the third greatest at his position ever, Lynn Dawson. I mean, he's not making any of those lists. So I would just say more impressive. It took longer to get there. I think Travis, again, I hate saying the word deserves, like you said, Bob, but I just think it belongs to Kelce more.
Is the Chiefs Mount Rushmore, Lamar Hunt, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Lynn Dawson? Or is Andy Reid in there somewhere? Because Tony Gonzalez isn't on your Mount Rushmore. I can say that.
Not anymore.
I can say that.
No.
But, like, is it, like, who gets left out? Is it Lamar, the original owner of the franchise? Without him, you're not there?
All right, I'm going to say this, and I know people are going to get mad. I'd leave Lynn Dawson off and put Andy Reid on.
Me too.
I don't think anybody's going to get mad about that. And then the other respect the text of that conversation we just had, they said, nobody gets it. You put it in the Chiefs Hall of Fame.
You can do that, too. Or maybe you send it to Canton. Maybe Canton wants something like that.
I like that.
You know?
I like that.
But again, that's a Chiefs record, not a NFL thing. But they do displays for teams and whatnot. Ooh.
And it's like the best connection of all time in the NFL.
I wonder what that parlay is if you do Mahomes touchdowns, Chiefs money line, and Travis Kelce first touchdown score. That probably juice up to like plus like 350. Boy, wouldn't that be a nice little Black Friday Amazon deals? As soon as it hits, you just hit the QR code and you're like, all right, jacket, I'm going to get those shoes. Somebody says, whatever they do, don't chuck it in the crowd.
Happen, right? Somebody will throw it in the crowd, and then some slappy will have to go up there and get the ball back and bribe a fan.
My buddy Dakota just said, we left Derek Thomas off the Mount Rushmore in Kansas City.
Yeah, I know.
That's a tough Mount Rushmore, dude.
I mean, it's okay to leave Derek Thomas off the Mount Rushmore because he doesn't belong on there right now. We're talking about the four greatest people in franchise history. Three of them are on the sidelines, and one of them is the founder.
Whew. That is a tough Mount Rushmore conversation. Which normally we don't do, but it just hit my head randomly like most things do. But normally that's in the garage.
Chiefs money line, Mahomes over 1.5 passing touchdowns because I can't do the alt for just one. And then Kelce first touchdown score that is plus 609.
Wow, that's a huge one right there.
$10 to win $60?
Yep.
Don't tempt me with a good time. Tell you what.